And now the microphone is working. I listened to an episode of So to Speak. Or it was supposed to be an episode. He came on and he says, yeah, so this was supposed to be an episode of So to Speak. But I recorded the episode, and when I was done, I found out I had the wrong microphone selected in my audio recording software, and so I didn't get anything. So guys, this is why before you start recording your podcast, you test your setup, and you also should have the audio software up on the screen while you're recording so that you can see there's an actual waveform. I've only been doing this for 13 fucking years. I do know a little bit about podcasting. How do you not notice that you're not recording? You have to pay attention to that shit. It's okay, amateurs. It's all right. I understand. Greetings. Good morning. Yes, the podcast is late today. I am recording this right now, Friday morning. It is Friday the 13th. Still drinking my coffee. Haven't been up that long. God, of course I was going to get up early. Get shit done, get the podcast going. No, the fucking alarm went off. I laid in bed like a fucking worthless, lazy motherfucker. Oh, shit. It is April the 13th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2018. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile, my intellect, homes in on and destroys motherfucking states all around the world. And because I'm a professional, I did not do any vocal warm-ups before podcasting today, so we'll see how this goes. Also, at this thing, what am I going to talk about? I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. I put down some... Where's my notes? I wrote down some notes about some shit that I was going to do. And then I made the mistake of looking at the RSS feed. Over at America.org, that's America with a K, A-M-E-R-I-K-A, America.org, where they have some good writing. I highly recommend you go over there and check it out. I flipped over there. Links will be in the show notes. We've got an article called Marijuana Legalization Faces Defeat Through Healthcare Markets. And it goes on about how health insurance companies are saying that they don't make any money, but they're actually making lots of money. And then it gets into the whole marijuana thing. Now, as you may or may not know, the Great One lives in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, which is in the People's Republic of Colorado, where the marijuana is legal. And dude, marijuana is so dude. Everybody here wants to smoke their fucking dope. Oh, it's all about the dope. And I told you guys about my friend, Alice, who just had the baby, who's like smoking the dope while the baby is inside her and all this other stuff. And she, oh, marijuana doesn't affect babies, man. Dude, it's organic. that was not good for my throat. That's what she said after I stuck my dick in it. That was not good for my throat. I may not be able to do a lot of fucking, but that's what the fucking dope heads sound like. Anyhow, the marijuana. Links will be in the show notes. Marijuana, it's organic. It's a botanical. It's not like cigarettes. It's healthy. In fact, marijuana cures people. Remember when cigarettes, most of you probably don't. When cigarettes first came out, the actors would come on the TV commercials and say, well, yes, after talking on stage or acting all day in front of the camera and my throat is sore, I smoke a cigarette to relax it. Right? This is a real thing. This was part of the sales routine, is that smoking cigarettes relaxed your throat and made it better. Right? Marijuana, it's botanicals, it's herbal, it's organic, it's natural, it doesn't harm people. It's a miracle cure. Marijuana can cure anything. It's like Jesus. If you're blind, Jesus touches you and you can see. If you're blind, you smoke a joint and eyesight. All right, here we go. 1 minute. Yeah. 1 minute of marijuana secondhand smoke exposure substantially impairs vascular endothelial function. Remember, secondhand smoke from cigarettes fucking murders people. People drop dead from secondhand smoke from cigarettes. Secondhand smoke from marijuana, well, perfectly okay, because it's organic. It's natural, because we know tobacco doesn't naturally, is not a naturally occurring thing. The American Indians who were growing tobacco when the evil white people from Europe showed up over here, killed them off, and took their land. See, that tobacco they had, that was actually a GMO product. They were genetically modified organisms. The American Indians had these laboratories where they were doing genetic research and splicing gene cells into plants and all this other stuff. And they took poison ivy and Venus flytraps and Republicans, and they took the DNA from those three species and they meshed them all together, and then they put in a little bit of Nazi blood, and then bam, that's where tobacco came from. Tobacco is not organic or naturally occurring. Tobacco is, of course, a completely genetically engineered organism created by the corporations for the express purpose of oppressing black people. Marijuana, of course, springs from the butt cracks of hippies. So you can smoke that shit all day and it won't hurt you at all. Background. Despite public awareness that tobacco secondhand smoke, SHE is the abbreviation for secondhand smoke as we go forward, is harmful, many people still assume that marijuana, SHE, is benign. Debates about whether smoke-free laws should include marijuana are becoming increasingly widespread as marijuana is legalized and the cannabis industry grows, much like my dick. Lack of evidence for marijuana secondhand smoke causing acute cardiovascular harm is frequently mistaken for evidence that it is harmless, despite chemical and physical similarities between marijuana and tobacco smoke. Wait, you mean the smoke that comes from burning a leaf is like the smoke that comes from burning a flower? By the way, for those of you who are not dope smokers, and perhaps like me, I don't know, you know, I always sort of assumed that with marijuana you were smoking the leaves because I didn't know anything. And I think it's the flowers that you smoke. I don't even really know for sure because I don't give a fuck. Because on the list of people to kill, right at top, number one on the list, people that should be exterminated, people who throw trash out of their car windows while they're driving down the street, I would say people who smoke dope come in at about probably number six or number seven, if I actually sat down and compiled the list. They're not my first priority, but they're definitely in the top 10. So I don't give a shit which part of the plant you smoke. You should be dead. We investigated whether brief exposure to marijuana, SHS, causes acute vascular, that word I can't pronounce this morning, dysfunction. Methods and results. We measured, endothelial. I think that's right. Endothelial. Let's look the fucking word up so we know what we're talking about, shall we? Let's not be like liberals. Let's not just say things and not know what the fuck they are. By the way, I haven't pre-read any of this. I'm telling you, I saw this as I was setting up the microphone to record the fucking podcast. This has absolutely not been pre-scoped. Thanks for not having the pronunciation here for me, guys. Way to go, Wikipedia, you leftist fuckwads. Endothelium refers to cells that line the interior surface or blood vessels. Oh God. Line the interior surface of blood vessels and lymphatic vessels, forming an interface between circulating blood or lymph in the lumen and the rest of the vessel wall. It's a thin layer of simple or single-layered cells. They come in directly, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it is the inner lining of your blood vessels and your lymph vessels. It's the cells that form the inner lining of the blood vessels. We measured the inner lining of the vessels function as femoral artery flow mediated dilation, that's FMD, in rats before and after exposure to marijuana secondhand smoke at levels similar to real-world tobacco secondhand smoke conditions. 1 minute of exposure to marijuana, SHS, impaired FMD to a comparable extent as impairment from equal concentrations of tobacco SHS, but recovery was consistently slower for marijuana. Exposure to marijuana SHS directly caused Exposure to marijuana secondhand smoke directly caused cannabinoid-independent vasodilation that subsided within 25 minutes, whereas FMD remained impaired for at least 90 minutes. Impairment occurred even when marijuana lacked cannabinoids and rolling paper was emitted. Endothelium-independent vasculation by nitroglycerin administration was not impaired. Well, that makes me feel better. FMD was not impaired by exposure to chamber air. There's your control group. Conclusions. 1 minute of exposure to marijuana secondhand smoke substantially impairs endothelial function in rats for at least 90 minutes, considerably longer than compared impairment by tobacco secondhand smoke. Impairment of FMD does not require cannabinoids, nicotine, or rolling paper smoke. Our findings in rats suggest that SHS, secondhand smoke, can exert similar adverse cardiovascular effects regardless of whether it is from tobacco or marijuana. And thus does the end begin. Because you see, you fucking dope-smoking, filthy fucking hippies, you thought that you had stumbled into paradise. The government gave you permission to smoke dope because you're so fucking free and you're so independent and you're so against the system. You got permission from the government to smoke dope, and now you thought that everything was okay. It never occurred to you that the regulators would come for you. In this article by over at America.org, who wrote this? I think probably Brett. Yeah, Brett Stevens. What is he? I'm going to scroll down here. However, government loves regulated healthcare because it provides for control of behavior. Yes, because the government's all about controlling behavior. When you pay for your health care, those decisions are up to you, your insurer, and the government have a financial interest. They start to write the rules. So far, those rules punish obesity and smoking. What else will come in the future? Most likely, all the new legal weed will be regulated because insurers now have proof that marijuana smoke is dangerous through secondhand smoke. He quotes one of the articles that he links to here. That's where I got these links. He continues, and with research like this, the notion of victimless crime goes away, and marijuana can be prosecuted as heartily as they are cracking down on smokers, even those without significant health risk like cigar smokers in the current time. The publication reporting on this research is from Kaiser Health Networks, one of the major insurers in California and the United States, whose concern is obvious because most of California seems to smoke marijuana daily. Now, these people can be billed more and whether dope is legal or not, may find themselves excluded from health plans. Right. I mean, you already, if you smoke cigarettes, you have to pay more for your health insurance. Once the health insurance, aren't you fucking leftist glad that government got control of the healthcare system like you wanted so desperately when your half white president was busy murdering Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots, which you seem to have ignored for 8 years? Aren't you people so fucking happy the government controls healthcare now? Yeah, this is going to save you from the health insurance companies raising your fucking rates because you smoke marijuana. Oh, God, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. There's nothing. Well, I mean, think about it a second. Is there anything I love more than seeing leftists suffer at the hands of their own stupidity? Well, great one. It hasn't happened yet. No, it hasn't happened yet. A lot of things haven't happened yet. Doesn't mean they're not going to happen. Is there anything I love more than seeing a leftist suffer at the hands of his own stupidity? Other than banging a hot volleyball chick, I'm going to go with no. There's nothing else. And we got this. Kaiser Health News. This is the article he links to. I'm glancing at this. Don't want to fucking read this. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Let's do this. The inspiration arrived in a haze at a Paul McCartney concert a few years ago in San Francisco. Quote, people in front of me started lighting up, and then others started lighting up, says Matthew Springer, a biologist and professor in the Division of Cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco. And for a few naive split seconds, I was thinking to myself, hey, they can't smoke in AT&T Park. I'm sure that's not allowed. And then I realized it was all marijuana. Recreational pot was not yet legal in the state, but that stopped no one. Quote, Paul McCartney actually stopped between numbers and sniffed the air and said, there's something in the air. Must be San Francisco, Springer recalled. Yes, that's the smell of dirty fucking hippies growing marijuana from their butt cracks. As the visible cloud of pot smoke took shape, so did Springer's idea to study the effects of secondhand marijuana smoke. He started thinking San Franciscans would never tolerate those levels of cigarette smoke in a public place anymore. No, they wouldn't. And what makes you dope smokers think you're special? And why do I hear my fucking cell phone going off? I have to check the message because it's either this person texting me because he wants work. Or, on this very long shot, it's not that girls ever say, why, yes, I'd love to go out with you. Here's my phone number. It's just that they say, why, yes, I'd like to go out with you. Here's my phone number. And then they never fucking get back to you. So it's either work or it's this chick with another excuse as to why she can't actually get her shit together. And it's because vagina. All right, it was work. Okay, go away. So why are they okay with pot smoke? Did people just assume that cannabis smoke isn't harmful the way tobacco smoke is? Well, yes, that is what they assume. Because marijuana's organic, man. Dude, it's organic. Oh, yeah, this is killing my throat. I can't do the fucking pot smoker's voice this morning. Springer was already researching the health effects of secondhand tobacco smoke on rats in his lab at UCSF. He decided to run the same test using joints. Quote, by the time I left the concert, I was resolved to at least try to make this happen, he said. He knew it would be difficult. Marijuana is still an illegal drug under the federal law, and Springer's research uses federal funds. So he has to purchase specially approved government marijuana. It's cannabis. Can we call it marijuana? Can we stop using all the fucking words? Cannabis, botanicals, hemp, organics. It's marijuana. Fucking God, they're trannies. Okay? They are mentally ill trannies. Can we stop calling them what they're not? Okay? They are pedophiles. Can we stop calling them what they are not? Okay? They are parasites. Can we stop calling them what they are not? It is marijuana. Can we fucking call it marijuana? He has to purchase specially approved government marijuana for study. That's because you're so free, right? Because of all the freedom we have in this country. That's why the fucking Muslim filth hates us for our freedom. In a Muslim country, I bet no one's telling you you can't buy a fucking plant. He also can't test it on humans. No, humans can smoke the shit out of it all day long, but you can't test it on humans. Well, that's convenient. He also can't test it on humans, hence the rats. In the lab, Springer puts a cigarette or a joint in a plexiglass box, lights it, and lets the chamber fill with smoke. Then he vents out most of the smoke to the point where it is hardly visible to simulate being around a smoker. Then an anesthetized rat is exposed to the smoke for 1 minute. Which, keep in mind, because the rat is anesthetized, that means it's going to be breathing shallower than it would if it was awake. Just keep that little bit in mind. So far, Springer and his colleagues have published research demonstrating, and there's a link, let me see what this links to real quick. This might, if this is the same thing that I just read to you. Okay, it is, because that the piece I just read to you, that was his research. And yes, it has even charts and graphs with it too. You can see those, go see those in the link. So far, Springer and his colleagues have published research demonstrating that just this 1 minute of exposure to secondhand smoke makes it harder for the rat's arteries to expand and allow a healthy flow of blood. With tobacco products, this effect lasts about 30 minutes and then the arteries recover their normal function. But if it happens over and over, the arterial walls can become permanently damaged, and that damage can cause blood clots, heart attack, or stroke. Springer demonstrated that, at least in rats, the same physiological effect occurs after inhaling secondhand smoke from marijuana, and the arteries take 90 minutes to recover compared with 30 minutes with cigarette smoke. Springer's discovery about the effect on blood vessels describes just one harmful impact for non-smokers who are exposed to marijuana. Statewide sampling surveys of marijuana products sold in marijuana dispensaries have shown that many items contain dangerous bacteria or mold. Well, that's fucking fascinating. Or residue from pesticides and solvents. Hold on. I thought your fucking dope was organic. You're putting pesticides on your fucking dope, are you? Oh, fucking hippies. I thought this shit fucking grew out of your fucking butt crack. I thought it was fucking pure and virginal like the wind-driven snow. California law requires... Can we just let everybody in California fucking die, please? Why do we give a shit? If everyone in California smoked fucking pesticide, mold, bacteria-laden marijuana and dropped dead, it would make the planet Earth a better place for everyone. California law. My arteries are expanding right now. California law. Oh, fuck California. California law requires testing for these contaminants, and those regulations are being initiated in three phases over the course of 2018. Because much of the marijuana being sold now is harvested in 2017, consumers will have to wait until early 2019 before they can purchase products that have been fully tested according to state standards. And because these are government standards, you know they're going to be effective. it's what's the law? Well, you know that's going to be effective. Oh, man. Quote, people think cannabis is fine because it's natural, Springer said. I hear this a lot. I don't know what it means. Unquote. It's true. Okay, so some fucking idiot goes into school and shoots a bunch of students, right? Okay, well, the bullets are made out of lead. Lead is natural. Okay, the bullet was fired with gunpowder. Gunpowder is charcoal, sulfur, and saltpeter. Those things are all natural, right? The fucking powder in the shell was ignited by fire and air. You have a spark, you have fire, you have air, you have fuel. Fire, air, those are natural. It's fucking all natural. You know what else is natural? Say it with me, my friends. Natural selection. You don't get any more fucking natural than natural selection. If marijuana is okay, because it's natural and it doesn't hurt babies. Well, wouldn't natural selection be okay? I mean, it's got natural right in the name. My God, it's organic natural selection if you don't put any pesticides on it. Great one. Do you really hate people who smoke dope this much? Yes, I do. I really do. They are the fucking scum of the fucking earth. They're all just stupider than shit because they say things. He's not making this up. People who smoke dope, the secondhand, no, dude, it's natural. It doesn't hurt anything. It's natural. You know what's natural? Five across the fucking face. That's natural. My fucking hand is organic. There's no pesticides on my hand. If I slap the fuck out of you, that is natural. He concedes that tightly regulated marijuana, which has never been fully tested, would not have as many chemical additives as cigarettes. Yes, I agree with that. But even if the marijuana test clean, Springer said, smoke itself is bad for the lungs, heart, and blood vessels. Exactly. This idea that there's different kinds of smoke. Right? Well, the smoke from cigarettes is bad, but the smoke from marijuana, well, it's organic and healing. No, it's smoke. Smoke, it's the residue of fire. It's like it's the waste material of fire. Smoke is the shit of fire, right? Like we're people, right? And so we get fuel, like a filet mignon, and we eat it, and then the leftovers come out of our ass as shit, okay? You light your marijuana or your cigarette or your cigar, okay? So the tobacco or the marijuana, that's the fuel, and you light it, the fire, that's the person, and the fire consumes the fuel, and then the shit comes out. That's the ash and the smoke. I guess maybe the ash is the shit, the smoke is the piss. Okay, so the smoke, that's the piss from the cigarette or the cigar or the marijuana. Great one. Don't you like to smoke cigars? Well, yes, I do smoke cigars, but see, that's different because that's me doing it and what I do is okay. Oh, great one. You can. Oh, yeah, no, I can use liberal logic. I goddamn sure can. Yes, anything that I do is perfectly okay. It's only things that other people do that are wrong. See, that's what it's like to live in a statist society. If you don't want those standards applied, well, then you need to be moving towards anarcho-capitalism. As long as you live in a statist society, no, that's exactly how it works. Other people decide what's right and wrong based on their personal preferences, and you have to fucking suck it up and go with it. That's how statism works. So yes, I can smoke cigars, which are pretty much exactly the same in the regards of the smoke comes off of them and the smoke is the piss. But no, I don't have to live by the rules I'm creating for you. That's statism. That's democracy. But even if the marijuana test clean, Springer said, smoke itself is bad for the lungs, heart, and blood vessels. Other researchers are exploring the possible relationship between marijuana smoke and long-term cancer risk. So last time I checked, I was told by the hippies that marijuana cures cancer. Certainly, living with a smoker is worse for your health than just going to a smoky concert hall. But, Springer said, the less you inhale any kind of smoke, the better. Quote, people should not think of this as an anti-THC conclusion, he said, referencing the active ingredient in marijuana, but an anti-smoke conclusion. So is the solution simply to avoid smoke from combustion? In other words, is it safer to eat cannabis-infused products or use smokeless e-cigarettes or vaping devices? Springer still urges caution on that score because vaping, for example, can have its own health effects. Vaping devices don't produce smoke from combustion, but they do release a cloud of aerosolized chemicals. Springer is studying the health effects of these chemicals too. All this research will take time. You know, yes, but meanwhile, if enough hippies smoke enough dope, we'll get the conclusions from actual human experimentation. The fact that my tax money is being used for these experiments, no, I think this should all be turned off. Let them smoke the dope. Let's find out what happens to people who smoke dope every fucking day by letting the scum of the earth smoke dope every fucking day. Why spend... Now, of course, the problem, though, is... Now, we're back to the healthcare system. The problem is I have to pay for their healthcare. Through taxation, through Obamacare, so forth and so on. Do I pay for the health care of the dope smokers, or do I pay for the research, which the dope smokers aren't going to... Here's the thing. No matter how much the research says smoking dope is bad for you, no dope smokers are going to stop smoking dope. You think that you had a battle getting people who smoke cigarettes to stop smoking cigarettes? That will be nothing compared with getting a dope smoker to stop smoking dope. Because smoking cigarettes may make you unhealthy, but smoking dope makes you unhealthy and it makes you stupid. So since I'm going to pay for the health care of the dope smokers anyhow, I say we don't do the fucking research. Let them smoke the dope, and if they kill themselves and if they fucking make their children sick, who gives a shit? All this research takes time. Meanwhile, Springer worries that people might come to the wrong conclusion, that the absence of research means the secondhand smoke is okay. They're not coming to that conclusion because of a lack of research, my friend. They are coming to that conclusion because they want to smoke dope. Quote, we in the public health community have been telling them for decades to avoid inhaling secondhand smoke from tobacco. We have not been telling them to avoid inhaling secondhand smoke from marijuana, and that's not because it's not bad for you, it's because we just haven't known. The experiments haven't been done, unquote, Springer said. Which they haven't, because again, they can't do the experiments because the federal government makes it illegal to experiment on marijuana, because of course, we're so interested in science and because we have so much freedom. Anti-smoking campaigners. Ah, here come the Nazis. Anti-smoking Nazis say we can't afford to wait until the research is complete. Recreational pot is already a reality. See? Now, the fucking anti-smoking Nazis who I have despised my entire life Now, if they go after the dope smokers, oh, you're going to see me change my position on this so fucking fast, it'll make your head spin. The first time I see the fucking anti-smoking Nazis going after marijuana, I am on fucking board. On board. Great one. Doesn't that go against anarcho-capitalism? Yes, it does. But you know what it doesn't go against? It does not go against my hatred for dope-smoking hippies. And anything I can do to make a dope-smoking hippie suffer, I'm going to do it. I don't give a shit how much freedom it takes away because I just don't give a shit. Okay? Western civilization is gone. United States is gone. The white nation is gone. My freedom is gone. My tax money is gone. It's all gone. And as many fucking pieces of shit as I can drag to the bottom of the ocean with me, I'm going to fucking do it. Great one. You sound like you have a lot of hatred. Oh, what was your first fucking clue? Are you a little slow? Is it your first time at this podcast, maybe? Maybe you should fucking leave now. Cynthia Hallett. Oh, she just sounds like a cunt. Oh, let me click on this link. That's the wrong fucking button. Let's see who Cynthia Hallett is. Oh my God. Okay, she looks exactly like what you would expect. She looks exactly like what you're expecting. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Cynthia Hallett, MPH. I don't know what an MPH is. Is the president and CEO of Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights. There's no such thing as rights. And the ANR Foundation, where she's worked. She's worked. Mm-hmm. Where she's received a paycheck since 1997. Cynthia's career in tobacco control. What is your career? I have a career in tobacco control. Okay, so if you take some tobacco and you sit it down on the table, it's going to stay on the table until you move the tobacco again. There's not a lot of control needed here. Tobacco control. See how they say this? Here's her career in tobacco control. It's not tobacco she's controlling. It's other people's behavior that she's controlling. See, this is statism. All of you dope-smoking hippies out there who were so overjoyed when the government gave you permission to smoke dope, Cynthia and the rest of her fucking scumbag cunt-bent friends, they're coming for you now. Oh, they're coming for you. And the great one is not running interference. The great one is going to fucking take the handoff from them anytime he can and run towards the goal. When the fucking People's Republic of Fort Collins starts looking at banning marijuana smoke and all the places cigarette smoking is banned, I'm going to fucking vote for that. Oh, am I going to fucking vote for that? Ah, democracy. God, I love democracy, where you can fucking have 51% of the people control 49% of the people. If the 49% don't like it, well, fuck them. No one gives a shit. Ah, God. Fucking garbage. Over the last 28 years, she has spearheaded successful smoke-free air campaigns, which means she's forced other people to change their behavior to make her happy. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she served as a media spokesperson. Oh, she's given lectures. Oh, she provides strategic guidance on smoke-free workplaces. Cynthia's early training was in cancer control and prevention. Now she is cancer. Oh, all right. Let's get back to the article. Cynthia Hallett is a stupid bent who is the president of Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights, based in Berkeley, California. Of course it is. The organization, enunciate your fucking words. Speak. The organization was established in 1976, before there was a lot known about the health effects of secondhand smoke from tobacco. Now that cannabis is becoming more common across the country, more than 20 cities or states have legalized it in some form, her organization is taking on the issue of secondhand marijuana smoke too. Yes! Hallett says some of the arguments being made in support of cannabis remind her of the arguments made on behalf of tobacco decades ago. Quote, I'm seeing a parallel between this argument that, gee, we just don't have a lot of science, and so therefore let's wait and see. The tobacco companies used to say the same things about tobacco cigarettes, Hallett said. In California, smoking marijuana is prohibited anywhere tobacco smoking is prohibited, including schools, airplanes, and most workplaces. Hallett is worried that the legalization of pot could be used to erode those rules. And it will, like I said, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I bitched about this a while ago. Right, so we have all these non-smoking zones. Any place that is government property, including the parks, right? You can be out in the park. It's a park. It's like a square mile of open space. You could be the only person in the park. It is illegal to smoke a cigarette. Okay, so all the parks, it's illegal to smoke cigarettes and it's illegal to do your little vaping devices. It is not expressly illegal to smoke marijuana. And thus people do it. Right? I told you inside our theater over at Umbrella Corporation, people came through a while back and they're in the building smoking dope. And we go back there and the fucking our building smells like dope. You know, no one would smoke cigarettes inside a fucking building. Because everyone at this point, everybody fucking knows better. You don't smoke inside a building. You don't smoke a cigarette or a cigar or a pipe inside a building unless you're expressly told you can do so, like you're at a cigar lounge. Or if it's someone's house and they own their own house and they're like, yes, you can smoke inside my house. But you don't go in fucking public buildings or businesses or privately owned buildings, right, and smoke unless you smoke marijuana. Because then you're stupid and you think the rules don't fucking apply to you because you think you're special because marijuana is harmless. It's organic. It's botanicals. It's green. And you think you're fucking special. And you're just stupid. You're just stupid. You're stupid. Which part of you're stupid do you not understand? But dude, it's organic. Back to the article. And what the fuck was she saying? Well, how'd I go on this tangent again? Yes. That legalization of pot could have rolled you. Yes, so we've got these rules. There's no smoking in all these places. But the dope smokers, well, shit, marijuana's legal now. I can just smoke dope any place I want, anytime I want. It's legal. I have permission from the government because I'm so free. Right? Because free people always need permission. I'm sure that occasionally the people who owned slaves on the plantations down in the evil South, I'm sure occasionally they gave their slaves permission to take a day off. So does that mean the slaves were free? It starts with the premise of decriminalization, she said, and then over time, there's a chipping away of strong policies. When it comes to marijuana, Hallett said, it is still polite for you to say, would you mind not smoking around me? Is it polite for me to just slap the fuck out of somebody who has a joint in their mouth? That's what I want to know. At Magnolia, a marijuana dispensary in Oakland, California, down in the Oaktown. Pot smokers talk about what responsibilities, if any, they should have when it comes to nearby non-smokers. Quote, "This is the first time that I have heard secondhand smoke in reference to marijuana," says Lee Crow, a patient services clinic at Magnolia. Okay, so you're not very intelligent. You've never occurred to you that the smoke from marijuana would be the same as the smoke from cigarettes. So you're not very smart. Okay, well, you smoke dope, so that explains it. Quote, "I've tried to be courteous, just common courtesy like with anything," unquote, which explains why you vote Democrat and take money away from people who work for a living and give it to welfare parasites, because in your fucking world, that would be courtesy. The dispensary's director of clinical services, Barbara Blasher. Oh, there's a link here. Let's see what Barbara Blasher. Let's see if she... Oh, my God. Yeah, she's just... Dude, is this their web? Magnolia, Oakland. They have their website here. Your Oakland dispensary. Barbara, she's just an old chick. There's really nothing there to make fun of. Sorry. Online menu, patient services schedule. Oh, my God. Dude, there's so much money. I'm a capitalist pig, and that's why, too, I'm okay with this. Stupid people have money so smart people can take it away from them. That was going to be what I was going to talk about in this episode. Let me do a little foreshadowing. Somebody, and I haven't even read the whole article yet. I'm just saving it for the podcast. Somebody set up a fake Black Lives Matter page on Facebook and sold merchandise and made a shit ton of money. And I'm like, perfect, beautiful. That's why stupid people have money. You take it from them. Same thing with marijuana. Yes, sell the marijuana to the fucking dope smoking hippies. Take their goddamn money. The dispensary's director of clinical services, Barbara Blasser, admits she thinks a lot about secondhand smoke from cigarettes, but not pot. Okay, so she's not very bright either. Oh, listen to this. Quote, "Both of my parents died of lung cancer," she says. "I will stop a stranger and say, you shouldn't be smoking. My dad died of that." No, Barbara, why don't you go? But this same bitch is selling marijuana. See, this is my point. Okay, so your parents died from smoking cigarettes, but you're selling marijuana because you think marijuana is different because it's organic. It's botanical. It's green. Dude, you're a dumb. Okay, I can make fun of you now. You're a dumb, stupid bent. You're a stupid fucking bent. California's preposition. California's preposition 64, which came right after a verb, approved by state voters in 2016, requires that some of the state tax revenue from the sale of marijuana be distributed to marijuana research. In addition, the state's Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board is examining workplace hazards that are specific to the marijuana industry. Who gives a shit? And that's the end of it. Fucking dope smoking fucking. All right. We got a little bit of time to kill here. Which is good, because I can fill you in on why the podcast is late today. So the gray one had a pretty good week. What the hell did I do? Today, it's supposed to be, the high today was supposed to be like 47 and 30-something mile an hour winds. Did I say 47 or 37? It was supposed to be 37 for the high with 30-something mile an hour winds. Now they decided today the high is 47, which I can believe because it was 41 when I got up. But it might rain on us. And it's going to be windy as fuck. The last couple of days, Tuesday was supposed to be beautiful, and it was. Tuesday went out, did the trail running. What'd I do Tuesday? Went trail running, did some shit. I think I recorded Wednesday's podcast on Tuesday. Then I went out with my friends and had a couple of beers, including Alice with her baby that dope smoking doesn't affect. Then Wednesday and Thursday were supposed to be colder and windier, and they were not colder and windier. The weather forecasting lied, but of course we know that global warming is real because we don't know what the weather is going to be like 48 hours from now, but we do know what the weather is going to be like in the year 2050. Wednesday and Thursday were fucking gorgeous, sunny, warm, a little bit of wind, but coming and going. So Wednesday, went to the, that's what I do Wednesday. Wednesday I did some grocery shopping, no cute girls. Did the, went to the gym, went out to lunch with my friend Rachel, and while we were there, did the line, did the Are You Single on the cute little waitress. The waitress was adorable. She had visible tattoos on her arms, so we know that she had low impulse control. And she had moved here from Tennessee, and she's got a boyfriend, and I learned something from this. I sensed some hesitation, but I didn't follow up on it. I should have continued down the path of, you know, well, how are things going with the boyfriend? And then if there's any hesitation in there, I figured this out for next time, right? This is called learning from your mistakes. It's something liberals don't do and parasites don't do. It's called learning. So the next time, if there's any hesitation, I'm going to go down the path of, well, are you interested in having an option? So anyway, flirted with her, left that. When, what the fuck did I do after that? Wednesday. I did something. Oh, I went and ran some more errands, went by the comic book shop and picked up the comics. We're going to talk about Supergirl in the near future because Supergirl comic has degenerated into pure, I mean, there's like hints of social justice warrior hate whitey propaganda, and then there is actual blatant outright anti-white man heterosexual Western civilization social justice warrior propaganda. Supergirl has completely taken the fucking plunge. I understand why comic sales are dropping. Anyway, there's a hottie at the comic book shop. Hit on her. That was not successful, but it was fine. It's the practice that counts. Then Thursday went out. That's good English. Went out with a friend of mine. She's looking to open a business. She needs a location. So we spent some time talking about that and working it through because I'm a boy and I can solve problems. That's what we fucking boys do. That's why Western civilization exists, because men solve problems instead of talking about their emotions. And here we are. It's Friday morning. I just bitched about dope smokers because I hate them. I hate them with all of my fucking existence. And I'm about to forward these articles to all of my dope smoking friends.